Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
One of Donald Trump's companies took another nosedive in the stock market as the former president's historic hush money trial begins, RadarOnline.com can reveal. Trump Media and Technology Group took a nearly 18% hit by Monday afternoon, with shares priced at just under $27. The dip came amid the stock's decline since it went public last month and peaked at $70.90 per share. The company, which operates the former president's alternative social media platform Truth Social, fell nearly 20% last week alone. The 77-year-old regularly uses Truth Social as his sounding board. He often posts several times a day about his campaign events, his various trials, and the upcoming election. He took to the platform ahead of his criminal trial in Manhattan on Monday morning to vent about the crooked judge and the gag order aimed at squelching his social media attacks on witnesses. Prosecutors have asked the judge to hold Trump in contempt for his posts, which have included attempts to discredit witnesses like Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen. Daniels, an adult film star, has claimed that Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, paid her $130,000 in exchange for her silence about an encounter she had with the former president in 2006. The market value of Trump Media has seen roughly a $6 billion drop as a result of Monday's downturn, leaving it at about $3.7 billion. Trump's stake in the company, nearly 60% of its shares, dipped to just over $2.2 billion. Court documents obtained by CNBC also revealed that Trump Media moved to issue millions of additional shares just before the stock plummeted. A preliminary filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, outlined a plan to offer more than 21.4 million shares, which can be obtained through warrants that allow holders to buy at a set price within a specific time frame. The filing said Trump Media may receive up to an aggregate of approximately $247.1 million from the exercise of the warrants. The new shares can only be issued once a registration statement goes into effect, however. Trump is also not able to sell his 78.8 million shares until after a six-month waiting period related to Trump Media's merger with Digital World Acquisition Corporation. The stock surged when it first hit the NASDAQ in March. The decision to go public was seen as a potential financial lifeline for Trump as he pays various legal expenses, penalties, and funds his campaign. Earlier this month, CNBC contributor Herb Greenberg called it the most overhyped meme stock since the meme stock mania, and said that in any other world with any other sort of name or person associated with it, this would be a penny stock. The stock first plummeted in late March after an SEC filing revealed the company lost $58 million alongside $4.1 million in revenue. As the news spread, the price of shares tumbled by more than 21% in a single day and Trump's net worth took a $1 billion hit.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.